Roughly 20 people are gathered outside of Homer Head Start for a planned rally to save the school. The building is decorated with brightly drawn signs and balloons, and residents are waving posters calling for support at the cars driving by. Janice Larrick's 4-year-old attended preschool here last year, but she found out this week she may not be able to enroll her son in the free program this upcoming fall.
I'm very stressed out because, you know, it was a guarantee that my kid had a place to be, and I start school in just a couple weeks, and so now I'm trying to find options.
Larrick is looking for preschools that have openings and trying to find out if she can afford them.
I'm a full-time student and single mom. Do I have friends or family that can fill in? Because at this moment, there is the uncertainty of I don't know.
Larrick says her son loves going to school here, and she feels good about his care. Now she's concerned about what this year might hold for her son if the program shuts down.
The instability for my son, if I'm relying on other people, that he's going to be at a different place all the time with different people and not having consistency, which is important to children, and having that schedule, which a structured school gives.
Head Start provides early education meals and other services for low-income children across the country. The state legislature restored funding for the program last month after Governor Mike Dunleavy eliminated it. But it again must survive the governor's vetoes. KBBI reached out to Dunleavy's office for a comment, but did not hear back in time for this story. Dunleavy has stated repeatedly that cuts such as this one are critical for the state to obtain a balanced budget. Martha Wakel is the supervisor of Homer's program and says it serves a vital niche in the community.
We have children planning to enroll that are in foster care, children that are being raised by grandparents, teen parents, lots of at-risk situations, and we're here to support them and provide a really quality early education and nutrition. Socialization.
Wagley has 8 staff members and 20 kids aged 3 to 5 years old. The wait list for the school is nearly as long as the number of students enrolled. Wagley notified families this week with the news about the school's future.
They're shocked, they're saddened, disbelief, and scrambling because there aren't many options in Homer. There's the only other free program is the Title I program at Paul Banks, which is for 4-year-olds that live in Homer. And a lot of families can't afford childcare.
The Rural Alaska Community Action Program, or Rural CAP, operates Homer's Head Start, along with roughly 20 others in the state. Kristen Ramstad is with Rural CAP, and she says deciding which schools to shut down was a business decision.
Do we own or do we lease a building? Are there other Rural CAP programs using that building? Is there supplemental funding for a Head Start program? Are there other early childhood services in the community? And that sort of information.
The elimination of state funding would also put federal money at risk. Rural CAP says it's also prepared to close the Head Start programs in Anchorage, Cake, Clutikaw, Sterling, and Tok if there's no funding from the state. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.